Among the victims of the destruction of Tower 1 and the World Trade Center on 9/11 was Michael Richards, who had been working through that night on the 92nd floor, creating a sculpture inspired by the Tuskegee Airmen. He was one of the artists in residence at studios provided by the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council, an organization that also lost its home that day, its performance venue, studio and exhibition spaces, and nearly 30 years of archives. In the decades since, LMCC has responded to the anniversary of September 11th by examining the impact of art and culture on urban redevelopment and recovery through artist projects, lectures, discussions, exhibitions, and events. And in 2006, it began to ask artists and writers for one-page recipes for the future of downtown, which were distributed in a newsprint publication. Joining us now are Kay Takeda, the LMCC's Director of Grants and Services, and Nadine Robinson, who was also an LMCC Artist in Residence at the World Trade Center in 2001. Welcome to our show.
Thanks so much.
Nadine, how many artists in residence were working at the World Trade Center at the time?
Probably around 14 or 16 of us. It was quite an intimate group.
And how long was the residency?
I believe it was 6 months. I was actually in 1999. I wanted to say that I was the summer of 1999. Mm-hmm. I wasn't in 2001. I was in Lower Manhattan at the time of September 11th tragedy, but I wasn't a resident in 2001.
So you hadn't had any contact with Michael Richards?
No, I knew of him, of course, his connection to the Studio Museum of Harlem and his work. And at the time of the tragedy, I was at 14th Street. I was heading downtown and heading to, I believe, a lab to pick up slides. And the train stopped at 14th Street. We didn't know what was going on. They let us out, and I saw smoke coming out of one of the towers from the 14th Street, Union Square Park. And there was terror in the street. It was a surreal moment. You know, I could feel my heart pounding through my chest. But I still went to pick up my slides. You know, I was sort of not myself. I picked up the slide. They kind of shooed me out of the store. Can't you see? The end of the world is coming. And I took my slides, and I went a little further west because I knew I couldn't go further downtown. I was going further downtown to Canal Street where I pick up materials from my sculpture. I work in sound, so that area has speakers and amplifiers, so I go down there often to look at materials. So I walked further west, and I knew I had to walk north, because at that time I was a resident at the Studio Museum of Harlem and their residency program, because that was sort of a way how artists in New York City found the means to make their work through residency programs. And I finished NYU, their master's program, in 1997. So at that time, I was doing residency after residency, and I was lucky enough to get into the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council's World Views program in 1999 with a wonderful group of artists, and it was an amazing space.
Wait, did you work in the World Trade Center?
Yes, I worked on the 91st floor of Tower 1.
What was it like to be working so high up?
Wow, it was the building shook. When it was a windy day, we know we felt it move. The views were out of this world, and many artists responded to those views in their work. And I responded to the elevator music when you took the elevator. So
because you put music in your work. But I want to talk to Kay a bit about Michael Richards before we move on to some of the other topics here. He was the only one who was working late that night, working against a deadline to complete a work.
Yes, I think he had actually was there very early in the morning. People were not generally staying overnight in the studios, but sometimes people would work very late. Our residency programs are now 24/7.
People access. Could be in there any time and use those studios.
That's right.
And in this case, he was working against a deadline because there was an open studio event at the end of every residency.
That's right.
How did the LMCC come to have offices in City of Space in Tower 1 of the World Trade Center?
Well, we're very fortunate to have received donated space from the Port Authority. And that's actually the way that we've sustained all of our residency programs since 1997 is in donated vacant real estate in Lower Manhattan.
Well, the LMCC is one of those organizations that grew in all sorts of different ways. Flory Barnett started an arts council shortly after the completion of One World Trade Center in 1972 to give workers in the area reasons to leave the office for lunch.
That's right.
Where people were worried that they were just going to stay in the office?
Well, they wanted to humanize the World Trade Center area. You know, it was already becoming a center for financial activity and business. And really bringing the arts into the context of Lower Manhattan would allow the environment to flourish and for it to be a more livable place.
So originally it was performances in the plaza.
That's right.
And then and lunchtime concerts. And then they put installations into the lobby windows of banks, the art lobby project. Then there were outdoor sculpture exhibitions. So this just kept on growing and growing?
That's right. The history of LMCC really is a producer and a presenter of free arts events in non-traditional places.
Well, this is around the time that Tribeca was having its brief moment as a place artists wanted to live and exhibit in. It quickly became too expensive.
That's
but
right.
The downtown area has never been an area that we have associated with art.
I think that's true. People really think about Wall Street and finance as the center of Lower Manhattan's activity, also the historic
There's the bull and there's
context.
The George Washington sculpture.
That's right. But we've really seen it as part of our mission to bring artists to work in Lower Manhattan, really changed what it means to work in downtown New York.
Although downtown is defined as from Wall Street to Washington Square, from the Battery to the Bowery, the East River to the Hudson, that's kind of a
kind of broad,
expansive view of downtown.
Well, I think people the term downtown has some different meanings. For LMCC, we've always sought to bring activity primarily to the financial district south of Chambers. After September 11th, we started a downtown cultural grants initiative to support and sustain the cultural community that focused south of Canal Street with the support of September 11th Fund. But we've also presented programs up to 14th Street, and we have a project right now with the artist Xu Bing on 22nd Street.
And by the end of the 1990s, the LMCC had moved everything into the World Trade Center.
That's right.
Including the studio space, but also its offices there and everything else. Nadine, how did you hear about the residency?
I believe I heard from it from the from a previous residency. As you do, one residency sort of piggybacks, and you hear about the other. I believe it was Artists in the Marketplace at the Bronx Museum of the Arts.
And you worked on a piece called Tower Hollers when you were there?
Yes, I did.
Well, can you describe it?
Well, as I said, I responded to the elevator music, and I believe it was a song called Here Comes the Sun that I heard most often, or it sort of inspired me to try to make a piece that would involve an audio. And my original concept for my open house project was to change the elevator music for that day. Of course,
they weren't playing the Beatles version of Here Comes the Sun.
No, it was a sort of
Mantovani and
yes, it was a soupy version of Here Comes the Sun. So I thought I was going to change the elevator music for a day, and it turned out to be quite expensive when I contacted the company at $30,000. So I sort of revised the project into making boom paintings, like I call them boom paintings. They're actually canvas in a speaker panel, painted white with a black speaker in the center, and I call them boom paintings. And I had maybe 100 on my studio wall in the residency program, and I exhibited that. But the next couple of years, that piece sort of evolved into a finished piece finally in 2002 at the inaugural exhibit in the Museum of Modern Art's Queens location in an exhibit called Tempo. So the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council, that residency program, Worldviews, was sort of pivotal to my career and pushed me strides across sort of to get to where the work matured and the support was evident.
Okay, what happened after the attack? LMCC lost everything, its archives, all of its records, its studios. How did it survive?
Mm-hmm. We really were so fortunate to receive an outpouring of assistance. We were able to move the residency program temporarily to Dumbo in Brooklyn, and organizations like the New Museum helped support exhibitions of our artists' work. The New York State Council on the Arts helped us to reconstruct some of our grant records.
There was talk about the end of arts in downtown Manhattan after the attack. I remember that's why people called for museums to be built into the new buildings on the site. Of course, that's not happening.
Mm-hmm. We really tried to focus our efforts on supporting the cultural organizations that do exist and existed at the time around Lower Manhattan. Actually, now there are roughly 100 different organizations in Lower Manhattan. Although people think of the Wall Street area, there's a lot of arts happening. We were also a founding partner of the River to River Festival, which I think has done incredible things to help draw audiences downtown and remind people that the arts and culture are still alive down here.
And you've been commemorating the September 11th every year.
That's right.
This is the 10th anniversary. You have a special project this year?
We have a program this year called Insight, Art and Commemoration. And what we've done is really invited artistic response to a decade of recovery and change in Lower Manhattan. I think the arts has a vital role to play in the way that we reflect on the past, the way that we interpret the present, and also imagine the future. And I think at a 10-year anniversary point, people are really sort of looking back and saying, where have we come over the past 10 years? What we're presenting is a range of artist projects, roughly 8 exhibitions, poetry events, performances that allow people different ways to experience the anniversary through the arts.
Although they don't have to specifically refer to 9/11, I understand.
That's right. They don't necessarily have to. I think one of the projects that we've just opened is an exhibition by Chinese artist Xu Bing, which does address the 9/11 events. It was actually made in response to September 11th. It's called Where Does the Dust Itself Collect? And is an installation that's made out of dust he collected himself on the streets after 9/11. But other reflections that we've invited from artists, maybe ideas about the future of Lower Manhattan, reflections on what has happened in the past decade, personal meditations, etc.
At a time of shrinking support for the arts, you're distributing over $500,000 to artists and organizations through the Manhattan Arts Grants.
That's right.
Who's giving you that money?
That's actually city and state support. We've been re-granting that money on the community level for many years, but the programs have continued to grow, and now we are supporting hundreds of artists and arts groups actually throughout Manhattan, not just in Lower Manhattan.
And where are the artists and residents working these days?
They're working in several locations. We opened Building 110, LMCC's Art Center on Governor's Island recently, just in this past year. That supports 12 visual artist studios and 2 performing arts rehearsal spaces. We support about 55 different projects there every year. We have space on 14 Wall Street in a sub-basement where performing artists are developing their work, and also the Visual Arts Residency, which has been at 125 Maiden Lane in the building where our offices are now.
So an event that might very well have ended, another organization actually has led to the expansion in some ways of LMCC?
Absolutely. We've really taken on a much more active role as an advocate, supporter, and participant in both the economic and cultural revitalization of Lower Manhattan.
Nadine, are you going to be exhibiting soon?
I'm creating a new body of work that continues to work in sound and actually, since September 11th, a major shift has happened in my work in which I deal with issues of life and death, hope and despair, and of course our own mortality. So closer to 2001, it was closer to despair, you could imagine. And as in the 10th year anniversary, in the last couple of years, I've become more hopeful. So I think the work will also shift as well.
Thank you so much for being with us, Nadine Robinson, who has been in Lower Manhattan cultural sent Council Artist in Residence, and Kate Takeda, who's the LMCC's Director of Grants and Services. Thank you so much for talking with us about the organization. And how can people access the online?
They can visit our site at insight.lmcc.net, and that's spelled I-N-S-I-T-E.
Thank you again.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.